This is the Mind Your Business podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast. My name is Matt Williams, and I am joined today, as ever, by my very good friend, Alan Clark. And we've just been admiring the view because it is a lovely winter's day outside. Certainly here in Oxfordshire, it is. What's it like where you are, Alan?
Exactly the same. Beautiful colours streaming through the window.
It's one of those days where you just get stuff done. Like, you've got the sun beaming in the window, life feels a little bit happier. It's bloody cold outside, but it is lovely. So, that's enough rambling about the weather. Alan, as ever, you were telling me, actually, before we get going, you were telling me just now about one of your customers that's been listening to us on a long drive and the feedback that we've got, which warms the cockles, doesn't it, that sort of feedback?
Yeah, absolutely. In the car, he was telling me all the way down from Worcestershire to Devon and back, about 10 podcasts there and back. And really good feedback. And one in particular around email has really, he said, blown his mind. So there you go. People are listening. And that's what we want. We want people not necessarily to agree or even disagree, but actually to think differently or reflect on some of the content that we're coming up with. And that's a great new story for us.
That's exactly it. I feel like if we can spark a couple of thoughts and a couple of ideas and help incubate things like that, that's our job done, isn't it? So, without further ado, what are we talking about this week, my friend?
Okay, so today we are going to talk about something we call courage. So, yeah, getting into what is courage? And genuinely, how useful is it for the entrepreneur journey? And I, you know what, I've got lots to say on it. And I think it'll be an interesting conversation today, Matt.
Currently. I think it's huge because one thing I've found owning a small business and, you know, growing a small business is it takes a phenomenal amount of courage. But if you've not done it, you don't realize. I have a lot of conversations with non-business owner friends, people that are employed or, people that are employed basically. And they're always saying, oh, how's the business going? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's going okay. And that's it, they're not interested then. Whereas a business owner has a completely different conversation because they know that it's not okay and it's a struggle and there's always things going on and it's taken you a huge amount of mental strength to get to where you are and deal with the anxiety and the risk and everything else. And that's the courage that's kind of missed by a huge proportion of the population. Just do not understand the courage it takes to start a business, to lose that safety net and to move on from there. So yeah, I am buzzing to talk about this because I think it's got a huge factor in how businesses grow and how business owners operate. And I can see that you're going to have some really good, useful points on it. So I know, I'm sure you've suggested this as a subject. I reckon you've got a definition for courage that you're going to fire off to start with, and we're going to go from there.
Yeah, I think so. I've got, as I always do, I've looked at the calendar. It's calendar? What? That's last week's podcast. So I've looked at the dictionary. And here's two or three definitions off the bounce, and I'm going to take it from there. Because I think it's really useful. And I always say this, really useful to know, get clear on what we're actually talking about. You know, your perception of courage could be different to mine and everyone else's. So here's two or three definitions. So one, first one, okay, maybe more of everyone I think will accept this one. So the ability to do something that frightens one, bravery, right? Okay, definition of courage. Next one, the attitude. So I love that already. It's an attitude. Attitude for me is a choice. So it's the attitude of facing and dealing with anything recognized as dangerous, difficult or painful instead of withdrawing from it. I love that. You know, I'm going to say it again. The attitude, so a choice, of facing and dealing with anything recognized as dangerous, difficult, or painful instead of withdrawing from it. And third one, courage is a choice and willingness to confront angry, pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation. So out of that, and I'll hand over to you in a second one, I like the second definition the most. I think that's the most useful. So I'll say it again. The attitude of facing and dealing with anything recognized as dangerous, difficult, or painful instead of withdrawing from it. Over to you.
I agree. That was the definition that most kind of registered with my view of courage. And I think courage and bravery are the same in a business context. I think being brave and being courageous is very similar. We have bravery as one of our core beliefs in our business, right? One of the pillars of how we do business. And it's interesting that the context that we have bravery in our pillar, you know, in as a pillar of our business is twofold. So we have the fact that it is brave. It was brave for all of us to jump out of the big corporate jobs that we were in, because most of my team came with me from a very steady, very profitable business to create this brand new thing that we had no idea what it was going to do. That's brave in itself. And that entrepreneurial mindset, by definition, is brave. Every single person that quits a job or sets up a business or creates an idea and takes it to all of that is fundamentally one of the bravest things you can do. And it gets some of the least recognition as being a conscious decision or act of bravery that there is, I think. That's point one. And then the second step of bravery in our pillar is that we pride ourselves on having and facing difficult conversations with clients. So I had one this morning, actually. I had to ring a client of mine and basically deliver him a tax bill, which was twice as much as he was expecting. And the easy option that we could have taken is have one of the team in the office just ping his tax return, like we would do with 9 out of 10 returns. Here's your tax return. You've got X amount to pay. You've got to be paid in 3 weeks' time. Jobs are good. And here's our bill. Happy days. And I had this conversation with my colleague. I'm going to pick up the phone, right? It's the right thing to do, because what it's not going to do is it's a difficult conversation, right? And there's a chance that the client was grumpy with me. However, if you put yourself in the client's position, you'd want a phone call, right? You'd want to be talked through it and understand it. And actually, those calls always go better than that you imagine they do. And we've had a podcast on that. But my point is, being brave in terms of having those difficult conversations and telling clients no, or sacking off a client that's a vampire client, or making a member of the team redundant. All of these are hidden acts of bravery that come along with running a business. And all of it is linked to attitude, like you said, which is a fundamental choice. You can choose to be brave. It's not standing, you know, in the front lines of a battle and being ordered to do something and being brave at that point. That's a different type of bravery. And I can't comprehend that, having never done anything like that in my life. However, it's an attitude to choose. You can choose to have that difficult conversation. You can choose to nip that problem in the bud. You can choose to leave your job and the salary and the protection it gives your family and make a step, because you know it's going to give you a result. All of those things, yeah, fundamentally, it's a mindset choice. And we'll come on to this later, but it's one that I believe, as I look across the business owners I know that I consider successful small business owners, they've always got the courage of their convictions. They're on a plan and they're sticking to it, and they know it will come through. And I've actually literally just come from a meeting that I'll talk about in a minute where that's played out. But that's my initial thoughts, Alan.
No, it's wonderful. And this morning I was part of a group, and I was listening to somebody's story that I'd started a radio station exactly 1 year ago. So you can maybe work it out. And it was a year ago it started. And I asked what was his biggest learning? And he, you know, thought about it for a little while and then said it was that actually you can take your dream and bring it into existence in spite of the negativity, the lack of belief and everything else from other people. You can do it. And, you know, that for me, there was a huge courage in that. Yeah. So it was the courage was coming through. There's also something in the mix. And again, we're always trying to be useful here in this podcast. You know, for me, there's a difference between, you're right, I think courage and bravery are very similar, very similar things. But there's a difference between courage and fearlessness. There's kind of a, it's not kind of a buzzword, but, you know, if courage is a bit more old-fashioned-esque, then fearlessness, I'm fearless, be fearless, fearless this, fearless that, it's probably a bit newer, feels a bit newer, but courage is doing in spite of fear. So you're actually frightened or scared or unsure or uncertain, and you still do it. Courage stepping in. Now, there's
that's the quote, isn't it? I think it's from Game of Thrones. But someone said, "Well, I'm scared. I'm really scared." He said, "Well, you can't be brave unless you're scared."
That's it. So you're that great quote. Great quote. But it's exactly that. So courage is, I am scared. I am frightened. I am very unsure, and I'm stepping in. Fearlessness is, well, I'm stepping in, but I'm not feeling it. I'm just stepping in. Now, for me, let's develop both. You know, let's get good at trying to understand what's causing our fears and working on that. And as we know, in some of our podcasts, very often, if not all the time, that's a thought that is actually redundant or not true, or we're catastrophizing it, etc. So we can work on fearlessness, and that's helpful. But imagine you had both. Imagine you had courage and fearlessness, or developing both. I think that would be a very powerful toolbox for any entrepreneur, senior leader. Go for both.
I agree. I think courage is acknowledging the risks and moving forwards anyway. Fearlessness is kind of to hell with the risks, we're moving forwards anyway. I think the danger, we said bravery and courage, two sides of the same coin. I think the danger is fearlessness. The other side of the fearlessness coin is foolhardiness, in that not being aware of the risk and jumping in anyway is dangerous. So you need, and I think that's why courage, which is the focus of the podcast, is the important of all of those four things. It's the important one because you've acknowledged that there is risk. So you know the potential kind of danger in the situation, but you know that is either your mind trying to pull you away from the edge, or it's the noise in the background. And actually, you've got that courage of not only to make the step, but the courage of your initial conviction that this is the right idea and this business will work. And that is what's pushing you on. And I think that's a good point for me to let you in on the anecdote from the meeting I literally have just come from, which is with a business. And they asked me, they had their team away day today, and they asked me to go and just present some simple numbers. And I sat and I thought about it. And we get asked to do this a lot, obviously. But this is a team of people that have never seen the numbers in the business before and are not particularly number literate people, right? They're not the business owners. So if I go in and start showing balance sheets and ratios, they're going to look at me like I'm an idiot. So I thought, what I'm going to do is tell the story of the business with one graph, right? And it's a simple graph, revenue against expenditure month to month over the last 48 months. And I told, so this is where we were in 2018. And can we all remember back there? This is the point where the business owner said, look, I'm going to spend £250,000 building this thing, which bolts onto the side of my business, and it is going to deliver 25% more growth on its own, plus it's going to let me sell more of this other stuff. It's going to give us all the profit we need. And this business owner went, I traipsed around back in my old job with him to bank after bank after bank. Look, I need £250,000. This is what we're going to do. You can see it's going to be built with bricks and mortar. It's going to deliver this. It's going to deliver that. I am I can guarantee it's definitely going to work. And everyone nodded along and said, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then got no. He got declined by everybody. So he ended up building it by hook or by crook, but with the most expensive, shocking loans from all the bottom end of the finance. He was paying thousands out a month in repayments. And he lost a load of money in terms of his business just about broke even every year, but he had months where he lost a lot of money and his cash flow was shocking. And he always threw, through 2018 and 2019, he had this massive courage of his convictions. It is going to work. I'm going to do this because it is going to work. And it doesn't matter what anyone else tells him. The council were telling him his numbers were off. Everyone was, it was awful. October 19, he built it, got it built. He ended up going to a load of his customers and getting them all to stick in 10 grand each. He went to about 12 different people, and that was the last way he could get it finished, right? He borrowed from his friends, his family, the banks that would lend. He went up, got the last bit of money, got it built in October 19. And we looked at the graph, and it was up and down and up and down and up and down. Gets to October 19, solid profit. November 19, solid profit. December 19, solid profit. And I remember saying to him, December 19, we were sat in a room in my old office now, saying, look how well we've done. You were right. We've got all this money we've got to try and repay. And that was our big issue. But look at the numbers. This is going to work. Then January 20 hit and lockdown and coronavirus. And his income disappeared for 4 months. No income whatsoever. But all the way through that, I spent a load of time with him and we did a load of work on managing his cash flow. But the perverse thing was, when he was closed, the banks were falling over themselves to give him coronavirus loans because the government were backing it. And so he managed, even though he was closed, he managed to turn all of those rubbish and really expensive loans into £130,000 of Sybil's loan. He refinanced his entire business. And then you saw it. He opened in May, record month. June, record month. July, record month. He now makes more in a month than he made in 2 years. Right, this business is, and it's all down. I sat to the guy in the room and I said, not everyone would have seen these numbers and not everyone knows this guy's story. You would have seen bits of it in the stress, but take a step back and look at it. All came from him having the courage to not take no for an answer because he knew it was going to work. And it's, and you look at him compared with everyone else in his industry and he is flying along, and it all comes back to, yes, the idea was great and the product is great, but the courage of the business owner is what's got it to where it is, not the product or the service. It's all about his courage, because he could have easily stopped and given up, and he didn't. And that is courage. And that's what every business owner has an element of, because you don't get into business unless you've got that courage. He's fed it and he's nurtured it and he has just continued trusting the process, and look where he is now.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And that's a phenomenal example of courage. And just, you know, to a couple of, again, just to put against this definition of, because I think this is really important. The one that I said, that my favorite one, the attitude of facing and dealing with anything recognized as dangerous, difficult, or painful instead of withdrawing from it. Your client did that in absolute spades, consistently over months. And another one that sneaked in here, having courage means acting when others are afraid or facing the danger, simply acting, etc., etc. So again, he was courageous, 10 out of 10 courageous. And because of his courage and nothing else, well, it's not nothing else, because clearly the banks gave him, you know, but because of his courage, he opened a portal to a new possibility with this company now making more in a month than it did the previous 2 years. That was only because of his courage. If he had half that courage, that wouldn't have happened. That business would have been a completely different place. I find this honestly, it's just incredible, the power of courage. And again, but and this is why we're talking about it on this call, everyone can develop courage. You know, every single one of us can grow courage this year in 2022. And if we match the courage with clarity that we've talked about, then, you know, we're being courageous on more and more of the right stuff. So for many of us, taking our courage from a 3 out of 10 to a 6 out of 10 will transform our business and our fortunes and everything else.
It affects so many things, but it also, it's not a one-time thing. Like, you took the step to set up your business, that's courageous, right? Then you took on your first member of staff, that takes courage. Then you, I don't know, opened your first, you know, premises, takes courage. Then you developed a new product. And then every step along the way, you never crack it to the point where, right, we don't have to be brave anymore. Every step as a business owner takes a level of bravery. And to the point where, you know what, I imagine the very last step. I was with a client last week who, in the middle of a meeting, genuinely, we were talking about one thing, me, him, and his business partner, and out of the blue, he said, you know what, I'm going to retire in March. And knocked everyone sideways. And he said, I've been thinking about it, and I just need to do it. And you know what? And I said, I remember saying to him, it was the most emotional meeting I've had for a long time. And he said, I didn't know I was going to say that. But he's been obviously simmering. And the bravery it takes at that final step to say, you know what, that's enough now. All the way through, from start, from cradle to grave of your business, every step takes courage. And everyone that's in a business has that inbuilt courage. You don't fall into owning a business. You've had to be brave and take a step. But it is definitely, I'm not sure it's a skill that can be nurtured, but it's a mindset that can be kind of massaged and nudged and, you know.
So brilliant examples, right? We've defined it. You've given two brilliant examples. How do we, in the 8 minutes we've got left then, and maybe you go first and I go first or whatever, but how do we grow courage then? If it is so valuable, how do we actually grow it?
I think the way I deal with it, if I ever have a crisis of courage, is I talk to my business coach. That is the role of a trusted advisor, whether it's a coach or an accountant or a lawyer or a business owner friend or whoever. What I always find is I've got the courage to move forward, but I just like a second opinion that what I'm doing is not foolhardy. So I'm not fearless, and I'm certainly not foolhardy. Am I right in thinking that this is the risk and this is that? Yes, right. Well, I can deal with that risk because I know I can achieve what I want to achieve. It's that second pair of ears just to talk to make sure that you're not out there crazy. I think that's how I nurture courage. And it is, without second guessing what you say, often when we talk, it's all about pulling me back to look at what we've achieved so far. The history and the results are this. Why would it be any different this time? And use your past success to build your courage would be my suggestion.
I think that second point you make, for me, that's all about context. That's, you know, our context can sometimes be narrow, but by widening that context to include past experience is helpful. And when you're talking about, because you're absolutely right, we're scared of something, it'll go wrong, we'll let down our customers, we'll let down our staff, the business will go it'll disappear. You know, there's uncertainty in there as well. So actually, you're facing, you don't see it, it's the silent, it's the invisible enemy, but you feel it. You've got fear, uncertainty, anxiety, worry, and suddenly this army against you seems massive. When you talk it through, you get more certainty, you get more clarity, you dial down the worry, you dial down the fear, and suddenly the army you're facing isn't as formidable as it was, and you pretty much know that you're in the right ballpark. And actually, I'm going into battle now, but at the end of it, the goal will be mine. Rather than a nagging doubt, I'm going into battle, and at the end of it, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to get, which is harder still. So it's, you're right, a conversation can really get that enemy shrunken down, and that you know where the battlefield is, and then you go for it, and you go right into it, and you win what you need to win. So I think these are really, really good points. My one, I would say, is more and more this attitude. This is where I'm just thinking through now. I think that's why I really like that definition with attitude in it, because actually more and more I'm taking an attitude that I can overcome. Right. So that's the first bit of it. More and more, my attitude is, no matter what, I can overcome this. Right. So that's a helpful attitude for me. And actually, but overcome what? So the overcome what is that I'm becoming more and more skilled at actually getting clear on what it is that I'm wanting to overcome. Labeling it. Is it fear? Is it worry? Is it anxiety? Is it something physical? Is it something spiritual? Is it emotional? Is it mental? And actually that, coupled with, it doesn't really matter where it is, I'm going to overcome it. You know, for me, that's creating a more courageous Alan in the world, for sure. And it feels good. And I want to say something else about courage. This podcast, by the way, everyone, is 2 hours long. I'm only kidding. It's really not. It's not. But Ralph Waldo Emerson, who is an American philosopher from the 1800s, really does talk a lot about courage. And I mean, and he basically, this isn't what he says, it's me paraphrasing, but he says that courage, when it's grown within you, creates the new human being. You know, it's that special. If you can notch up your courage and be a more courageous version of yourself, you literally are transformed. You're renewed, both of how you feel about yourself, but actually for the results that you're starting to create in the world. It is that powerful.
Well, it's interesting. In the world that we live in nowadays, any decision you make, there's a load of noise. There's a load of noise at the start, and there's the people that have been there and done it, and there's the people that will tell you that it's difficult and that you can't do it, and all the, you know, all of that noise. And then there is the noise that comes straight after you've made whatever decision it is, when social media and then, oh, what have you done that for? How's that work? It takes, just to move forward with anything, takes courage. And I think you need to put every other human's courage, you need to bring the context back to them. Because there are people, you know, we have business owners that are right at the start of their journey. We have business owners that have been going for 30, 40 years. The people that have been doing it for 40 years, if they do something courageous, is just as valid as those people that made that first big step. And also, so just because you can be courageous 30 years into business just as easily as you can at the start. And also, what is something that doesn't need courage for one person, I don't know, running a networking meeting, standing up and talking in front of a group of people, running a podcast, for someone to get up and just do a 60-second presentation at a networking event, to some people that have not done it before or don't like it, is a huge step of courage. And you need to contextualize it, that don't, just because what we talked about today is, you know, businesses that are flying and doing all these whiz-bang things, that's what needs to be courageous. You can be just as courageous in your own right by stepping out of your comfort zone. And that could be as simple as presenting to a group of people or applying for a job that you're, you know, or talking to a customer or whatever it is. It's all contextual. But no one's courage is less valid than anybody else's.
I love that. It's a phenomenal point. You know, I really love that. And again, against our definition today of the word courage, it stands up. So the attitude of facing and dealing with anything recognized, and this is individually, this is perception, as dangerous, difficult, or painful, instead of withdrawing. And that could be selling your business, it could be a merger and acquisition, it could be a presentation, it could be public speaking, it could be a difficult client conversation. You know, it's all in, it's all in. But I tell you what, if you can grow your courage as an entrepreneur and a leader, you will feel better about yourself, and you will create more and more powerful results in the world. You really, really will. And for me, that's why it's a magical thing to go for.
It is. And I think the majority of humans are very hard on themselves, and they treat themselves to a higher standard than what they would give praise to their colleagues. So, you know, your friend who runs a business, I bet you're consistently telling them, great, you're smashing it. You know, you're doing really well. You're being brave. This is great. Keep going. And then if you achieve those same results, you're much harder on yourself than you would be on your friends and your colleagues. And that is, again, understanding that and recognizing that and cutting yourself some slack. And it's okay to be scared, because you can't be brave unless you're scared. All of that falls into place. But absolutely, my final point is, not, we're lucky and privileged to work with some fantastic businesses and business owners. Not one of those businesses got to where it has without a level of courage of the business owner. Not a single one of them. That's the biggest single trait amongst all of our successful business owner clients, is that unshakable, I say unshakable, it's not unshakable, but that core belief and confidence and courage in their convictions. And it, at the top end, it becomes unshakable faith, right? Like my client we talked about, you know, at the start. That's where, you know, if you can get to that consistently, then sky's the limit.
It's fabulous. I mean, I'm not adding to that, apart from I'm nodding my head, I'm smiling, I'm clapping my hands. And, you know, I am adding to it, I just said I wouldn't, but if it is such a critical success factor, and we can grow it, we can all grow it, you know, there's an accessible, actionable route to success through courage.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look, we should have the courage now to stop when we're on a walk, because 2 minutes in, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground in 32 minutes. I think I've really enjoyed that. I don't know about you, Alan. I'm pumped up now. I'm
going to go. Me too. Me too.
I've drunk a couple of coffees in this last half hour. So I think we'll leave it there. As ever, if you like what you hear, do please subscribe, throw us a follow on social media, interact with our posts on social media, or ping us an email or a message, because we love the feedback. We will be back next week with more podcast gold. But unless you've got anything else to add, Alan, that's all for me, and that is all from Alan.
Goodbye.
This is the Mind Your Business podcast.